Hey, thanks for holding. My name is Charlie. Am I speaking with Randy?
Yes.
Hey, Randy, how are you
How are
doing
you doing?
today?
Good, good. Just
Awesome,
working.
awesome. I'm doing fantastic as well. Thanks for asking.
No worries.
I know you're speaking to my mapping coordinator here, Tara, about the first page placements of Google for Woods Pool Care. Did you have any
Right.
questions on how the service worked for you at all or anything like that?
Yeah, I guess I'm just curious as to what, I'm curious and,
Okay.
the
So I mean,
basics, I guess.
how it would work? Yeah, I'll go over that with you here. How it would work is we would get you listed on Google. Once you're PIN verified, we would program you to the first page of Google for all the services that you provide. So now anytime somebody does a search for your service, they would be able to find you right there on that first page and they would just click to call you directly. It works the same as when
Right.
you utilize Google and you use, say, like, restaurants near me or a tire shop or any type of things near me. There's just a handful of businesses there. That's where we would place you in your service area. And then people can just click to call you directly from there. Again, it's an unlimited call service. So you don't get charged per lead, per job, per call. It's always set at a flat rate. So whether you guys get 10 jobs or 100 jobs in the month, you don't have to pay anything extra for that. Does that make sense?
Yeah, so basically I'm just paying for the slot on the website based on the keyword in
Yeah.
the location, right? Okay.
Yes. Yeah. And then
And
we do a
then however many clicks they do or they whether they click the call or they or if there's a website or whatever, they I don't get charged for that. I'm just paying for the spot, right?
Right, exactly. You're just paying for us to constantly program you up there on that first page. That's it. And then what we also do though is we do a retargeting campaign through Facebook. So anytime somebody does do a search for your service and they don't necessarily buy or call you, what we'll do is retarget those people back on Facebook. So now they can see you on both platforms and they can click to call you directly. Now the cool thing with that and the benefit for you is that we can target you in Riverside if you want to go to Moreno Valley. We can target you in Moreno Valley, Corona.
Right,
It really just different counties, zip codes, cities that you want to target, that's where we can do. Or if you're looking to kind of stay right there in that Riverside area, that's not a problem either. We always prefer to help our customers work in their backyard first and then get jobs and push out from there. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. To be honest, I'm mostly trying to just stay as local as possible.
Perfect.
Just because it's, what I do is a weekly service, so it's something I drive out to them every week. And so if I'm having to drive out,
Right.
really far just for one job, I would either have to charge them more, or just wouldn't be worth it for me type of thing. So,
Right. You would have to
'cause
have at
generally
least
people
like a route out there if you were going to go super far.
right.
Gotcha.
Exactly.
Okay. Yeah. So, I mean, like what my tech team is going to do then is they'll keep you super local, maybe within 5 to 15 miles, depending on, where you want to range that from. And then they'll keep you
Right.
within your backyard. So then that way you're only found there and people can just call you and you can stay local. You don't have to rake up the gas prices there because I know they get
Right.
expensive. And that's how
And
that would
time,
happen.
gas and time. So.
Yep. 100%.
Yeah.
So, for something like this though, I will say, typically it costs north of like $599 month to month with a $299 setup fee. Now, what Tara did here though is she gave you what's called a new in business credit. So what that does, it actually gets your foot in the door at a reduced rate and it locks you in at that reduced rate. So you never actually have to pay the higher premium. So the reduced rate for a new in business credit is usually $249 month to month at a fixed flat rate. Okay. So you'll never pay the higher premium. You'll never pay per job, per call, per lead, anything like that. It's always there at that fixed rate. Okay. Okay. Now, because you're starting at zero, you don't really have a lot of stuff that's up and running yet. What we're going to do is there is a setup fee for $299. What I'm going to do is I'm going to waive that down to just $99 so that way we can make this affordable as possible, especially you being so brand new. I understand that capital and cash flow are the two biggest things for you guys, so I don't want you to have to break the bank to get on Google. So I am going to help you and reduce that rate. So the first month would actually just come out to $348, and then it would just go $249 month to month after that, no contracts. Okay?
So you're saying $99 for the setup, and then what's the month one?
$249. Okay. Yeah, so the first month would be $348. And then it would go September 26th would go $249, October 26th, $249, November, right, and so on and so forth, just like that. Now, I say no contracts, though, because you're not locked into a 3-6-12-month contract. If you felt like, hey, I'm getting really busy with this, I need to pause or cancel my service so I can facilitate a lot of the work because I'm being booked out now, you can absolutely do so. You would just give us 3 days heads up. Business days, don't do it on a weekend because we are closed. Three business mm-hmm. days before your next billing cycle is due, and then we're able to stop that service for you. Now, we don't wipe you off of Google or anything like that. You actually keep everything that we build for you. The only thing that we're stopping is the programming and the retargeting campaigns, okay? So the Facebook, if you don't have one and we help you build one, you get to keep that. The Google listing, you keep it as well so people can still search you just for your business itself. And then we do place you on Yelp, Yahoo, Bing, and Apple. That way, if somebody does a search off of Google, they can still find you, they can still contact you directly, and then they can still book you for whatever slot that you have available for them to come out, for you to come out and do the service work that you offer your customers, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, benefits.
Right, sorry, I'm just trying to think because
sure.
I might just because I'm still trying to. Like my wife is still trying to set up our website and get all this up and running. Because I'm like I said before, I'm still kind of fairly new, but I don't. Sure. So I'm not entirely sure if I could pull the trigger right now, but I'm definitely interested.
Yeah. So that's why I was going to say the benefit to you is we only work with one company per industry per area. So that's why Tara reached out. We saw that you're doing a home advisor by Angie's. You have a listing there. Whether you've gone with them or not, are you with them at the point at this time or no?
I am, but I just started. I'm really not sure how it's working out. Or not. So I'm kind of just feeling that out.
Okay.
I made like a one-time purchase thing that I'm kind of leaning towards not continuing with it, but,
okay. Did you pay like a $700 deal for like $1,000 worth of leads or something like that?
Yep. I mean, I jumped the gun. I didn't do my research and I didn't think about it. So, but we'll see if it works out or not. I know it doesn't work for a lot of businesses because, you know, a lot of people, they do one-time jobs. I mean, but for me, if I get a client, that's a client. That could be a client for life. So,
right. Right.
Yeah, I do pool maintenance. I clean pools.
Okay. Just give me one sec. So, let me see here. Give me one sec. Okay. So like just kind of what your customers are going to see when they first search, pool maintenance in the Riverside area, you're going to have on Google, you're going to have, let me see if I even see it, depending on what they have you listed for too. But typically what will happen is it'll say like 10 of the best pool services in Riverside County. And then that lead will get vetted to you. That's what's going to show up on Home Advisor by Angie's on the first page, right? That lead is going to go to you. Also, it's going to go to competitors that are utilizing Angie's as well. So, I mean.
I understand, yeah.
I have had customers who have had great experiences with Angie's, but 9 times out of 10, most of them don't, because they see that a lot of businesses are reaching out to these people as well, because everyone's getting that lead, that lead gets saturated very quickly. Whereas when somebody's searching for a company, the people that are in your area right now is Pool Gen, Mike's Pool Service, Pool Rehab, Pool Tile Cleaning. Those are the people that we would list you with is on that first page. So then that way when somebody searches, they can just click to call you directly from there. Now, I understand your wife is doing the website, stuff like that. That's perfectly fine. This is not like it is a flip of a switch. It does take a little bit of time. And that's why we lean on those Facebook campaigns, because we're able to get you in front of people as fast as 7 to 14 days who we can just contact you directly. Google takes a little bit. It takes around 30 to 45 days to get verified, and then it gets 45 to 60 days to get you on the first page of Google with all the services that you provide. So it's more of a long-term strategy, right? Because now Google's the number one search engine, so now you're there at that time of people searching instead of you having to have people go off of Google to a third-party platform. And then you have to call that customer directly, stop what you're doing. If you're 5 minutes late to that customer that got vetted to you and you take the lead, I mean, you're getting 1,000 leads right now, but when it goes cost per lead, you can imagine it's going to get pretty expensive.
Well, I mean, that's my plan, is just to use up whatever that thing is and then just be done, because and if it works out, then that's great. And then maybe that's something I continue. But I mean, you know, at this point, I'm not really sure, because of, like what you said, you know, it's a highly competitive, like, listing. Like they give it to everyone. So.
Yeah. And with Google, there's only a handful of spots on the first page. So that's why we can't work with everybody. Right. And like for us working with you, we would actually close out that category and we would only be working with you, representing you on that first page placements of Google. So you actually wouldn't share your position with anybody. At the same time, you wouldn't share your customers because they're going to be contacting you directly. I mean, what would be maybe holding you back from a spot like this? Is it just the pricing itself of the upfront cost of the $348?
I mean, I could afford it. It's just a matter of, like, I don't want to kind of have, like, it's just because I already had to pay for this one thing, and I don't want to kind of get over, you know, I don't know. I'm just worried that, like, I'm going to be putting all these investments in to getting more business, and then things just not work out. I don't know.
100%. I hear where you're coming from, especially as a new business owner, right?
Had I got your call, like, a couple weeks ago, then maybe I would.
Yeah.
You know.
And I'll say it like this, though. So, like, with Yelp, and then also to, like, a Home Advisor, like, these third-party platforms like that, They're not bad companies. They're really good companies to be on, especially with just, like, work flowing in really quickly. But long term, it's going to be placing yourself on the first page of Google. And this is the reason why. Even if you kept our service for 2 months, at the end of our service and you said, hey, like, I'm booked out, I want to pause or cancel the service, you still have everything in play for you for the life of you being in business with you being on Google. We've done all the heavy lifting for you, and now you just have it. If you're on a third-party platform, like a Yelp, Angie's, Thumbtack, and you build that up with reviews and pictures and everything like that, and then you say, hey, I actually don't want to pay for that service anymore, and they take you off their platform, you lose all your credibility there. They actually take that away from you. So with this, even if you're like, hey, I don't know if the service is going to work for me, it's going to work for you because you're going to be in a way better position even at the end of 2 months with our company than what you're doing right now, because you're going to be on Google. And it's just going to add fuel to the fire with your wife building the website with your Facebook page. You see what I mean?
Right.
So, I mean,
honestly, originally my wife were talking about it, like, that's what we wanted to do, was do some kind of Google listing or Facebook ads or whatever, that kind of going down that route. And then I got this call, and I just It was one day at work, and I really wasn't. I was tired, and I wasn't thinking, and I was like, "Oh, it sounds perfect for what I mean." I'm like, I was thinking about doing other stuff, but I'm like, "This sounds like a good idea." And then, yeah.
Sure. Yeah, I want to show you something. Yeah. I actually sent you a text message. The text message, if you just click it, it's gonna have our link on there for our website. Mm-hmm. It's gonna say localsplash.com/SEO-packages. On the link itself, it's going to open up to our pricing page. So when you click it, it'll say take control of your online presence in big blue letters. Do you see that?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. If you scroll down, you'll see 19 years in business. We're actually not too far away from you. We're actually located in Fountain Valley, California. So we're about an hour and a half away from you, depending on traffic.
Nice.
And then if you scroll down, you'll have our Google Ads partnership. Now, this is why this is important for you, is because this is where I was saying that we have to close out the category. Google only allows us to have one business per industry per area because there's only a handful of spots on there. We don't want to mislead you in any form of way as saying like, hey, you know, we can sign you up and then we can sign your competitors up. We can't do that. We have to close out listing now. So our tech team works hand in hand with you in making sure that you do get the results you're looking for, because they are verified and certified through Google. They are going to help you in making sure you're populating for the services and the areas you provide. Now, this is where it gets really cool. The Platinum Package is what I offered you here. The Platinum Package, you can see there's four of them, where it says SEO packages. That's everything that we're going to do in that Platinum Package for you. That reads at $5.99 month to month with the $2.99 setup fee. You're getting that Platinum Package for only $2.49 month to month. You're getting that lower than the Pro Package, essentially, right? There is a one-time setup fee of $99. So you're still getting your foot in the door. And at the end of the month, I would bet you that you're probably going to have better results with this than with your Home Advisor by Angie's. Most people do. And what they do, and what happens, because we actually work with a lot of companies that go with them first, they run it side by side. And then what happens is they either end up pausing or canceling the service within the first month because two things. One, the lead from Google is a lot higher in quality because they're contacting them directly, and the lead from Google is a lot cheaper than what they're getting it from, right? So with just one customer that you would get through Google, you would probably say, depending on how big the pool is or your service, you would probably say that the first month is paid for, maybe the second one. With Home Advisor by Angie's, you at least need five or six make your money back at that point.
Right.
And that's not even guaranteeing that, you know, you're going to be.
Which is all I'm hoping for at this point. But
It's just your money back. But what actually happens with people that are going through Google, especially with our customers here, what we actually find is that even if they do not get any jobs through the Home Advisor by Angie's within the first month, a lot of times what happens is, depending on the service and the industry that you're in, this actually pays for itself, but it also pays for the investment that you had with Home Advisor by Angie's, because the leads are a lot more quality customers contacting you directly. So what I can do here is I can help you, like I said, get your foot in the door. I can secure this listing for you at a flat rate of just $348 today. And then I'd book that onboarding call with you for you and my tech team. They can contact you as early as tomorrow and do everything to get you start getting verified and programmed. And then it would just go into the $249 month to month if you're willing to give that a shot today.
I'm totally distracted right now. Sorry. Because I'm just doing something with my work. What did you just say in like the last 5 seconds?
No worries. I said what I can do here is I can give you that reduced rate for the $249 month to month with only the $99 setup fee, so that way we can help you get on the internet correctly instead of you having to dish out a lot of money. If you're willing to give us an opportunity today, you will not regret it.
you know, month in and month out after that. I can get you on an onboarding call as early as tomorrow with my tech team, so that way they can work hand in hand with you with getting verified on Google, getting everything up and running so you can start getting programmed, your campaigns would start running out. And even so, we allocate $100 from your $249 month to month to your Facebook retargeting campaign. So you do not have to pay anything extra there. We take care of that for you. So what I was saying was I can get you in and lock you in at that reduced rate here if you're willing to give us a chance today.
Man, it's hard.
I mean, I'll say it like this. My dad's a small business owner, same as you. He's actually been in business for 25 years. I was 5 years old when he started his company. And if he had something like – he does this actually now with the first page of Google and the retargeting Facebook ads. He lives in Washington. He stays consistently busy just by himself. If he always says, if I had this before, it would have taken – years off of the struggle, right? And I'm not saying you're struggling by all means or anything like that. It's just that Google is the number one search engine. And for pool services in just Riverside alone, you've had 1,234 searches in the last 30 days. So I'm not saying you're going to get all those calls, but what I'm saying is it's just for your services alone. People are searching for that. 90% of those searches start and stop on the first page. Only 10% either go past page one or go to another platform. So you're basically getting the scraps going to a third-party platform where what we can do is we can just place you in front of those customers so they can just contact you directly at a reduced rate. And it's going to be a lot cheaper for you in the long run, but it's going to be a lot more quality for you going forward as well. So if I were you, I would take advantage of it if you can swing it, because most companies are north of $599 just like us, and they don't give reduced rates for newer companies. So, I mean, what I can do, like I said, is I can set up everything here. It would only take me about 10 minutes. I do stay on the phone with you. I do set up an onboarding call. I do send everything over to you in email as well, so that way you have a tax write-off at the end of the year. And then we would contact you tomorrow morning or in the afternoon, depending on your schedule, to do the onboarding call. You want to give it a shot?
Yeah. Let's do it. I'll do it.
Okay.
Because I also started looking up some of you guys' reviews.
Sure.
I mean, you guys have way better reviews than
Home Advisor by Andrews. I will say, if you actually look up Home Advisor by Angie's versus the FTC, which I wish you would have looked this up before, but you probably didn't know, which is the Federal Trade Commission, they were actually in a lawsuit last year for $7.3 million. Yeah. So they used to be called Service Magic.
After that, I saw like on Reddit and they were saying how they changed their names and had a lawsuit, and I was like, oh, cool. So that's why initially I'm like, yeah, like, this is what happened. I signed up with their thing, and now I'm, like, hesitant about it.
Gotcha.
You know, you're seeing all these bad things. And but at the same time, I can see how it's bad, because they charge, like, you know, $30 to $70
per lead.
Per lead, and you're competing with other people. And most people that do, you know, service call jobs, they just, you know, they're one-time shots. Like, they just go and they do a $100 job or whatever.
Right.
And so it's like, it's almost not even worth it. So, because they got to get a job every 2 to 3 leads and then they're breaking even. So, but I understand with my job, I can at least get paid off, you know, month to month if I can keep the client, you know. My biggest thing is like, I just need to get into the backyard of clients so that I can get their business. And, but I mean, that price range sounds like reasonable because, I mean, from what I've heard with the company that I work for now, like, I've heard in ballpark $300 a month or something for Google and Facebook, whatever ads. So it doesn't sound outrageous to me, and sounds reasonable. And based on some of these reviews, I think, you know, I'm not getting like a big old blast of bad reviews. So
yeah, so I mean, like, they're not a perfect company on there. I mean, you can see we do have. I mean, we're not a 5-star company, but I mean, no marketing company out there is,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
We do have, out of our 20 years, we have a 4.2. We have 1,000 reviews on there. And then also, too, you can actually look at that. All the reviews actually have somebody that's going back and reaching out to those people, whether they're Google, whether they're good or bad, right? And then we always make it right with the customer, because at the end of the day, we know that this is advertising. We're trying to help the small business owners out. So we do take pride and joy in our reviews. I will say that. So, but what I'm going to do here, Randy, is I'm going to set up the Google listing here. You wanted to say Woods Pool Care, is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay, and I'm guessing Woods is your last name?
That's a pool company. Yeah, Wood is my last name.
Okay.
Plus, I'm mostly in the Woodcrest area, so it's like a little bit on that, I guess.
Okay, nice, nice. And then for the business address, what is going to be the business address that we're going to pin verify you in over there?
It's going to be 18635 Formosa Street. Riverside, California, 92508.
Okay. And then for the number that's going to be displayed there, actually, question, is this going to be your home address or is this an office?
That's a home address.
Okay. What I'm going to do then is I'm going to actually hide the address so it doesn't pop up on your listing.
Okay.
The only thing that's going to show up is like Riverside, California, so that way nobody shows up to your house unannounced. And all right.
That'd be great.
Yeah. I've had customers that are like,
I don't live alone, so.
Okay. There you go. Yeah. You mentioned you have a wife, so I would do the same thing with my
wife. Well, yeah. Too. And we live with her parents, and then they have a couple other kids that are living with them. So, and when COVID happened, we all kind of just moved in together.
Bundled up? Yeah, why not?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Perfect. And then the business phone number that you want your customers to reach you at is the 951-550-1050, a good number for them to reach out to you?
Yep. That's
okay.
The one.
And then what's a good email address for you?
WoodsPoolCare@gmail.com.
woodscare@gmail.com. Okay. And do you do any type of commercial or like city work as well, or are you just trying to do residential?
I'm just trying to do residential, to be honest.
Okay. I just want to make sure.
Yeah. All right.
Because I actually, when I was little, I actually used to swim at on a city team. I'm born and raised in like the LA County area, and I know that they have like a community pool where you can swim on the swim team there and stuff. So they always would have their pools cleaned every so often. I think it was like every other day they would have it, because they would have parks and recs and stuff. So I didn't know if that's what you were trying to look for as well. But we'll keep it with residential first. And then once you start to get bigger, we can always expand there too for you.
Okay.
Okay. Let me see here. And then I have a question. You did say your wife is building your website. Is she almost done with it? Is she kind of doing it when she has time, or how's it working for you?
I mean, I think that's like the, I mean, it's, I think it was planning to be, have it like being worked on / done like within the next week or so.
Okay. Okay. I'm just asking.
She does a lot of like other graphic design related stuff.
Nice.
And then, but she's just going to do,
you've
been looking for the time to work on the website. Yeah.
Okay. I just asking here. So, if she wants any help with that, or
you guys, I don't know what you guys do, or so I guess I'm trying to understand. You guys offer more, because based on the reviews, it seems like you guys work with trying to get, you know, other things up and running. or I don't know like how it works. Like, would I just give you the link to the website, or do you guys have to be in control? Like, I don't know how much control you guys have or we have or whatever.
Yeah, so actually, we work hand in hand with you guys. So one, with the website, you guys have full control over that. If you guys are building it, that's all you. What you would just do with us is you would give us that link and we would connect that link to your Google business profile. Now with the Google listing itself, we're programming that. Now you still have access to it. You, if you want to throw in pictures there, you want to update it, you can still do that as well. Same with the Facebook, same with all the other listings. What we're doing and our main focus is just making sure that you're always populating for the services and the areas that you want to be found in. That's what we're doing for you.
Got it. Okay. Got it.
Perfect. And then,
That's called
SEO.
What is that? SEO. Okay.
Yeah. Search engine optimization. But there's two forms of it. There's one for the website, which is like an organic deal, which is like 8 to 12 months to even see results, which is super long.
Right.
And then what
that's
we
like
do.
Making your website with keywords. So that if people search it. Yeah.
What we do is we do the listing. That one's a lot.
You do the listing where like someone Googles, you know, full
services
in my
area. Near me. Yeah. Exactly. All right, cool. And then, so I have you locked in for, the reduced rate here. And then I'm going to set an onboarding call with you with my tech team for tomorrow to secure the first payment for the listing. Do you want to use a business credit card for this? Or are you going to put it on a debit card? How's it going to work for you today?
Debit card.
Okay. And on the debit card, does it have Woods Pool Care on there, or does it just have Randy Wood?
It just has Randy Wood, or Randy N. Wood.
Randy N. Wood. Okay. And then is the billing address the same as the 1863 Hermosa Street? Okay. And then the card method itself, is it a Visa, MasterCard, American Express? Visa. Okay.
Visa.
I know the Visas start in the number 4. I'm ready whenever you are, though, for the card number itself.
Sure. Real quick, let's say, like, after this, so this is for the first month, so you're saying from the 26th to the 26th, right?
Yep.
And then it's just month to month, right? So, like, anytime I'd be able to cancel.
Yes, sir.
For whatever reason.
Okay. Yeah, 3 days before, and I'm going to read you off a voice verification. It is a recorded, so it's going to go to you in email as well with the set price. And then in there, it'll say, give us 3 business days before your next billing cycle is due. That way you don't get charged for your next month of service. So I'll be sending that over to you as well, too, so you have that in writing.
Okay. And then you said tomorrow I'll be setting up, and then I'll be working with whoever I'm talking with tomorrow, right?
Yeah, so I'll call you tomorrow with my tech team, one of my representatives, and I'll basically hand you off to them. I don't know who would be available at that time, but you'll definitely hear from me first, and then I'll introduce you to them, and then they'll go ahead and get everything started. So that way it's not awkward for you.
Okay.
Perfect.
Sounds good.
Mm-hmm. All right. I'm ready whenever you are for the card number itself.
So it's going to be 4037 8401 1956 3896.
Okay. And the expiration?
1225.
Okay. And the security code on the back?
294.
Okay. Now, I'm going to set up a security question for you. This is just an added form of protection. This is just to ensure that we're always just talking to you and nobody else about the account, and then also that you're always talking to us. You're not talking to any other company about this for your Google listing. So it just ensures that you're only speaking to local Swash and we're always speaking to you. Now, I have 3 questions. You can have one of them. I have mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name. Which one would you like?
Just go mother's maiden name.
Mom's maiden name? Okay. And what's mom's maiden name?
I'm going to spell it out.
Okay.
G-L... it's actually spelled, oh, let's see, so it's Globevnik. See if you can, it's just, it's literally spelled how it sounds. It's Globevnik.
So G-O, Globev.
G-O-O.
G-L-O-B.
Yeah, yeah. Uh-huh.
E-V.
E-V, yeah. And then N-I-K.
N-I-K. N-I-K, okay. All right,
I need to turn that into a quiz.
It's okay. Is that German or what is that?
It's like Yugoslavian, Croatian.
Oh, wow, okay.
Yeah.
You'll see my last name because I'll actually send you an email with my full name on there. And you'll see like my last name is Mullenkamp. And it's spelled like M-U-H-L-E-N. Oh. And then people, yeah, everybody's like.
No, I know that name. Oh, man.
Oh, really?
Like, did any, I'm wondering if it was a teacher that I had that was a Mullenkamp.
That's the first time I've ever heard that.
No. Yeah, I've definitely heard that name.
I mean, I know there's an old singer called, like, John Mellencamp, so a lot of people would always ask me, like, oh, are you related to the singer? I'm like, nah, he spells it way different than what we do.
So. No, it's the M-U, right?
Yeah. Yeah, it's the M-U-H. So, all right, cool. All right, let me just make sure I have this for you here.
No one in your family is a teacher?
Nobody. and the funny thing is, I mean, are you born and raised in the California area?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm in this area. Yeah, so that's how I was like, oh, maybe I do.
Yeah, nobody in my family has ever lived in the Riverside area. So that's how I know. I'm like, maybe long lost cousin that I don't know of, but I have no idea.
Yeah. So you don't have any family that's like in like Southern California, like
my mom, but Orange County. My mom, but she's not a teacher.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, but everybody else they're out of states. So.
Got it.
All right. Well, I have everything here for you. So let me do this. I'm going to read off to you a voice verification. This is just, like I said, add a form of protection. It is going to have the structure, the pricing structure in there in writing, so that way you don't have to pay the higher fees. So if inflation does rise or anything like that, we change our prices. You're always grandfathered in at this 249 rate. You'll never have to pay the higher fees, okay?
Okay.
Okay, here we go. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your company.
Woods Pool Care.
Awesome. Please state your name and title within the business.
Owner.
Perfect. And then your name?
My name, Randy Wood.
Perfect. And then, Randy, you're the authorized user to enter this agreement on behalf of the business, correct?
Yes.
Awesome. And then you're the authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
Perfect. Randy, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. You will be provided a security question to verify the call is coming from us here at Local Splash and not another company. So that's going to be your mom's maiden name, okay?
Got it.
Perfect. And then do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from us?
Yeah.
Okay. I have a customer service number. This is what my tech team is going to call you on. Do you have a pen and paper or do you want me to just email this number over to you?
I can throw it in my notes.
Okay. Let me know when you're ready. I'll give it to you right now.
Local Splash. Okay. Phone number is what?
877-635-6225.
Mm-hmm. Okay, got it. 877-635-6225.
Yes, sir. That's going to be where my tech team, we're going to contact you on that number tomorrow. This is the number that you would call in if you have any updates or you want to add or take off services or you want to start expanding. Let us know and we'll do that for you, okay?
Okay. And then that's also the number that you guys will be calling from.
Yes, yes, absolutely.
Okay.
Two-way number.
Because now with all this Angie stuff, I feel like I've been getting a lot of different numbers in it. I don't know what.
Yeah. Keep it. You can even put it in your phone as local slash. So when you calls, we call or you call, it'll just pop up there. In hiring local splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional marketing efforts during your terms of your agreement?
Sure.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, you already
like if I were to get another. Yeah. So that's Angie. That's what's currently going on. I mean, most likely not going to continue just because the prices are just too high. But
yeah.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, it just depends. You know, if it works out, it works out. If it doesn't, I don't even know because I've narrowed the range on there. That was something I wanted to ask too. Is like how much control I have over the specific zip code, or even if you could control like. You probably can't control within a zip code, right?
The closest you can get is specific zip codes. That's the closest you can get.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Yeah. Perfect. So you just let us know.
I'm wondering if there's a way to control that or not. Cause sometimes there's going to be, I just don't want to be lifted up somewhere where I just, you know, I would never take a call there, you know.
Yeah. So that's why, like, for this, communication is really big for us. So you can, when you talk to my tech team, you can say, hey, I want to be found in these areas. But you could also say, I want to exclude these areas. I don't want to be found here. And we can make sure that you don't pop up in those areas as well.
Okay, good. Yeah, because I just don't want to waste anyone's time or my time with that.
Absolutely.
Cool.
Yeah. And we just want you to get, that's what I said, we want to make sure that you're populating for the services you provide, but also in the areas that you provide those services. We don't want you to go all the way to San Diego if, the, you know what I mean, for a job it's not feasible for you there. So, perfect. So your payment for initial term and account setup, which we have you on that new in business credit, will be charged today, which is August 26th, and the non-refundable amount in this $348. When the second payment is complete, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 26th in the amount of just $249. This is a recurring payment. Now, Randy, you may discontinue or pause your agreement at any time by contacting client support at the 877 number that I gave you before. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing cycle is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. I'm going to set up my onboarding call with you for my tech team. What is going to be a good time for them to reach out to you tomorrow? So our office is open from 7 a.m. Let me see. Oh, hold on. I got a – this is the CVV2 was declined. Hold on. Give me a sec. I must have put something in wrong here.
Oh.
What was the security code for you?
2
What was that?
2 Oh.
You're
cutting out.
Yeah, you're cutting out a little bit.
294.
Oh, gotcha. Okay. Apologize there. I put 924. I put it wrong.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
No problem.
My dyslexia kicked in.
That's okay.
All right. Perfect. Let me see here. So what I was saying is we are open from 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Now, 7 a.m. is pretty early for most people. It is all booked up for tomorrow, but I can fit you in anywhere from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. tomorrow. 12 p.m. are off limits because that's when my tech team does go to lunch. But what would fit best for you, morning or afternoon?
Probably afternoon would be better.
Okay, I got a 2 o'clock. Does that work for you?
Yeah, that should be fine.
Okay, I'm gonna.
Am I gonna need in front of me? Just because I'll probably still be working around that time, but I can still be on the phone.
Not too much. A lot of times, people just do it over the phone, so it's not like we have to walk you through anything. We're gonna send you the emails and everything like that, and it's gonna be step by step. Once you have that all sent in to my tech team, they're gonna verify everything, and then they're gonna actually push that out for you.
Okay.
Okay. Now, everything did go green on my end, so I do want to say welcome to the family to Local Splash here.
Yeah,
if you have anything, like I said, if you want to target specific cities, zip codes, you want to add takeoff services, anything like that, please utilize the 877 number. That's what it's there for at the end of the day for you to get the best results.
Okay.
I did send everything over to you in email and text, so you should have that. You should have received a text message that said, Randy, thank you for choosing Local Splash. We sent an email, an invoice to the email we have on file. And then it'll say, please click here to subscribe, and it'll have a link there. Let me know if you see that.
Okay. Yeah, I got it.
Okay.
So which link is it, though?
It's going to say terms. It's going to have
the terms. Right.
Yeah.
Got it.
And then there's going to be two checkboxes on the bottom, and then one's going to say SMSs just in case you're in the field. The other one is just going to say you're the card authorization holder, and then you're going to type your first and last name. I think it has your middle initial in there as well. And then you're going to hit confirm. When you hit confirm, it's going to take you to a username and password. Let me know when you get there.
Quickly, just going through this real quick.
No worries. Take your time. And then at the bottom, you'll actually see the rate. It'll say 149. With a 100, don't think that it's going to come out separately. It's just showing you where the 249 is allocating to. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm not worried.
Okay. Because I've had people that says like, "Well, you charged me separate." I was like, "No, it comes out the same. It's just showing you where the breakdown of the money is going, so that way you're aware of it as well."
All right. So now I'm at the click here. Do I need to do middle or does it matter?
If it shows the middle initial on there, I would put the middle initial or else it won't accept it.
All right, username and password.
Perfect. So you should have received another text message. It should say credentials and it'll say username and password. That's what you're going to be able to log in. This is actually pretty cool. We didn't really talk about this, but this is what you're going to be able to track everything that we're doing. So with Home Advisor by Angie's, they just vet you leads, and then you're just basically answering the leads. Here, you're actually tracking what work we're doing with getting you found and everything like that, and it'll show the different metrics for the Google listing and the Facebook.
Okay, cool.
Now, when you...
So it's online. Okay. Yeah, I got it. So now I'm in the main thing here.
Okay, perfect. It should say that we're working on your account.
Yeah, so I feel like all the business info, profile number, and then a bunch of numbers for total results, et cetera.
Perfect. Perfect. So cool. You're all set up there, Randy. I'm going to get working on your account. I'm going to send over all the notes to my tech team. And then I sent you an email, so you should have a Google Calendar for tomorrow. It's an invite at 2 p.m. We'll contact you at 2 p.m. and then we'll do the onboarding call then and get rocking and rolling with you, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
Perfect. If you have any questions, you could always email me back, or you could call me too, and then I could answer any questions that you have as well, okay?
All right, appreciate it, Charlie.
All right, awesome. I'll talk to you tomorrow, Randy. You have a great rest of your day.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right, thanks.